Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hard line. So he got, again, stopped initially and then got a little extra effort there.
Nice running back.
Good push from the side by Ethan Bindle here on the near side, and Abe Bosworth pulling out to get him a couple extra yards. Second down, we'll call it 7 yards to go from the 37-yard line, Richland Center's own. Just underway here.
You've seen them play. Do they throw very much?
They can. A lot of times, Jaden Shep usually he's a running quarterback. So.
Okay.
He'll go back there, and if the pocket breaks down, we had a couple of broken plays that went for long yardage last week, but he will on occasion. Handoff goes to Dosh again, 40, out to the 42-yard line before he is stopped, just short of a first down.
Well, they seem to be able to move that River Valley defense.
Isaac Gall, the lead blocker there. River Valley's tackle was made by Caden Plumley, third down and short yardage. Brenton Baker is Shep's favorite receiver.
Oh, okay.
They've not gone through the air yet.
Well, I would think they would continue on this 4, 5, 6, 7 yards per play.
If it's working.
You right? Bet.
Third down and about a yard and a half here for the Hornets from their own 42-yard line. River Valley digging in on defense. Harris, the center, down to snap the ball, and Shep takes the snap from under center. Hand off to the fullback, who bursts through initially and gets to the 45 for a first down. So good gainer there.
That Perkins.
That was Perkins. Yep. Number four was the carrier, Ronson.
Gain of three.
Tackle made by Adam Mears.
Another first down.
45-yard line, Richland Center zone. So drive kind of meticulously happening right now. Started at their own 20. They had three drives last week against Platteville, stalled in the red zone. They couldn't get any scoring, so been able to drive pretty well between the 20. Shep takes it on a bootleg, goes to the left side, 45, spins to the 47, and then hit and drop. So bringing him down initially, Keegan Heiser got him, and right before that he was spun around by Jordan Gauger.
I thought he had a lot of room initially.
It looked like it. Yes, it did. Second down at about 8 yards to go for the Hornets. They get a little bit closer to midfield. Ball at the 47-yard line. Cheer squad is out in full force. We made the comment before, they have more than some people have on their football team.
Yeah, I think they. I'll have to count them again, but well over 20.
Yeah. Yeah, there are especially some small schools that work to get 20. Second down and 8 yards to go from the 47. The line is set for Richland Center. There's the snap. Handoff going to the second man through. Dosh picks his way to the 50 into River Valley territory to around the 46-yard line. Cradles the ball well and brought down by Jaden Gauger. So that'll take it all the way again to around the 46 is where they have it marked. Third down and short yardage for the Hornets.
7-yard gain. They seem to... Have some pattern to what they're doing. They're running right, left.
And they're eating up a lot of clock, too, Phil.
Yeah, and they're kind of delaying, and then they surge. Maybe they're found something in River Valley's defense.
Chipping away at it. Here we go, third down and short. Big play for the Hornets from the 46 of Richland Center, of River Valley, I should say. Third down and one. Handoff running back, 45, pushing his way to a first down all the way to the 41-yard line of River Valley. So a big gainer there for Brady Dosh again. He is upended by Caden Plumley, but Richland Center moves the sticks again.
Impressive drive so far, Phil.
And that looks like Richland Center's game plan, and sometimes, you know, you try to keep the ball out of the opponent's hands, you know, especially scoring as many points as River Valley is.
Right.
Keep it out of the offense's hands.
Hopefully we won't have penalties like we did a couple weeks ago. There was like 22 penalties.
Yeah, we had 35 in the New Glarus game. So
Oh, my God. We
got you beat. About a three-hour game. First down and 10 from the 42. Pitch going to Brady Dosh. Goes left. Now cuts back right. He's at the 40 down to the 39 of River Valley. Gain of about four. Good blocking again by that Richland center line.
Right.
Several on the tackle for River Valley. Blake Brickle in the vicinity. The clock hits 6 minutes. This is a quick-moving first quarter.
Yeah, they're calling it a gain of three, so it's second and seven.
When you don't throw the ball, you keep it on the ground. That clock is almost like a continuous clock, isn't it?
Yeah.
Second down, Richland Center. Ball at the 39-yard line of River Valley. Opening drive for the Hornets. It started at their own 20. Awaiting a snap, Shep turns, hands off. The running play to the right side. They're pushing the pile to the 35 of River Valley. Tackle is made by Caden Plumley. And was that Dosh again?
Yep.
Brady Dosh, the workhorse for the Hornets, down to the 35 now. Third down and short yardage.
Four.
We had a good time at the school fair and homecoming today. Lots of young people just doing some magical things.
Yeah, pretty cool. It was like, I think that's the most people I've ever seen.
Really?
In River Valley.
That's awesome.
It was loaded.
And as far as entries, that might be some of the most entries they've had, too. Third down play.
A lot of animals sold for some major money.
35-yard line of River Valley awaiting the snap from center. There it is to Shep out of the shotgun. And Dosh tries to break the left corner. There's a flag, and he gets the first down if it stands.
I think we got holding on 18 over there.
That was the first penalty flag of the night. How about that? So it'll take it back the other way for Richland Center. It's one of the things that Coach Trockville talked about in last week's game. They had multiple drives where, wow, okay, you know, we got something going and then it gets called back. That play probably happened because of the holding, but it's frustrating when it doesn't, when it's on the other side of the field and things like that.
Yeah, that was a first down otherwise.
Yep. So it moves the Hornets all the way back to the 45. And it brings up third down at about 13 yards to go. 4:45 remaining in the opening quarter. No score in our ball game here at River Valley High School tonight. Hornets are in committee. River Valley trying to find the remedy to slow them down here. Penalty slowed them back a little bit. Shep will look it over. He has three men left. Everybody else in tight, including Schwitzenberg on the right end. Here's the snap from center, and a fake handoff. Shep's going to keep it himself. 45, steps inside the 40. He's down the line. 30, 20, down the line. They won't catch him. He's going for a Richland Center touchdown. Shep all the way, 45 yards. And the next thing I did was look back to see if there were any flags. There were none.
That was a heck of a run.
And he certainly is a good athlete. As I mentioned, last week he ran a couple times on broken plays. That was certainly a designed play, wasn't it?
Right, but he jig-jagged the defender on this side, and he didn't get even touched. It was a heck of a play.
So Jaden Shep, 45-yard touchdown run, the extra point kick. Of course, Fingerson out with injury, and they gone with the backup kicker, and I believe it's going to be Leif Morris. There's the snap. Kick is on the way, and it is no good. No, that was actually Will Weiss, it looks like. It was Leif Morris. Will Weiss was 16. That was Leif Morris. And no good, so it stays 6-0. 4:09 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
On a warm night at River Valley, Richland Center warms up, and they use almost 8 minutes in that quarter.
That was a nice drive.
Hornets will kick off after the touchdown. River Valley will be back deep to receive. Kick returners include Caden Plumley and Aiden Hill. They are the deep guys.
And Dosh had 36 yards on that drive, and those were big yards.
Impressive blocking by his line as well. Leif Morris will kick it off from the Richland Center 40-yard line. Here comes the whistle. Leif with the run-up. And here is the kick. It's going to stay on the ground. Scored all the way to the 25. Picked up by River Valley. 30, 35. They're upended at the 37-yard line. Good coverage by the Hornets.
That was great play calling by Richland Center coaching staff. You know, we always question the calls at the end of the game sometimes. But holy cow, they had a great game plan right there.
That worked. Carter Lewis with the return, and River Valley will take over. First possession, they start with 4:05 remaining in the first at their own 39-yard line. Hawks are quarterback by senior Lucas Klein. We'll set the rest of the offense in a moment. He'll take the first snap out of the shotgun. There it is, and hands off. Running play going right side. Hornets bring him down about a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Running back was
Larson.
Larson. He's in the backfield tonight, Ty Larson. Also, we'll see Aiden Hill back there. Keegan Heiser and Caden Plumley, along with Spencer Sackett, receivers. And on the line will be Austin Carstensen. The guards are Blake Brickle and Grady Graham. The tackles are Will Stengel and Kellen Schultz. Checking down in just a little more than 10 yards for River Valley. Operating from right around their own 39-yard line. River Valley will send a man wide out to the left side. Klein looks it over. He's got a running back to his left. There's the snap. Fake handoff. They're going on that little pitch coming for the far side, and the running back is going to be stopped around the 35 and then drags a couple to the 41-yard line. Good run there by Aiden Hill.
He got all that by himself.
Tackle made by James McGowan and company. Last time we were here, River Valley had a lot of successful runs doing that.
Right.
It seems like that play takes a long time to develop, but it does seem to work sometimes.
Yeah, especially if the end is cheating in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Double handoff. So here we go, third down for River Valley.
By this time of the year, all the coaches have a lot of film on the other team.
Yes, so they do. Yeah.
They know what's happening.
Especially now with technology that we have.
Yeah.
Third down, here's Klein taking the snap out of the shotgun, handoff, running back, running right side, cuts to the 45, to the 47, good run, but short of the first down, it looks like. That was Hill again, and so they're going to mark that off. Tackled by Richland Center's number 44, Holden Groff. Defensively for the Hornets, Duncan Harper, Jaden Schaap, Renton Baker, Bronson Perkins in the secondary, Tyson Schwitzenberg, Liam Fingerson listed as a starter at the end, Holden Grob, along with Brady Dosh along the line, Tate Perkins, Jake Schloam, and James McGowan. Fourth down.
River Valley's going for it.
Fourth and a yard for River Valley from the 48. They need a yard. Klein will operate out of the shotgun with a man in motion. There's a short snap and a diving play for River Valley. They got a little bit. Did they get it up?
It might be a fumble, though.
Oh, okay. I did not see that. They've got it marked. Crystal Center keeps saying that they held them. Brady Dosh coming out from underneath the pile there. The officials have not made a move yet. It looks like Richland Center may have stopped him.
It looks that way.
There was no measurement, which I'm kind of surprised about.
It looks awful close for no measurement.
Ball marked around the...
What?
They mark it at the 50-yard line, and then they give it to Richland Center. It was supposed to be at the 49 for a first down.
49 is the first down. We got some excitement in the crowd.
Hear the displeasure from just down below us here. Big student section in the front of us as well here tonight. So the Hornets take over on downs, and it will be second possession for Richland Center. There's the snap from center, pitch play, coming to the near side, and Dosh is tripped up right around the 49-yard line.
Great tackle by River Valley.
You bet.
Eight.
That was Caden Plumley, and great sportsmanship. He helps up Brady Dosh. Like to see that. But it looks like no gain on that one, Phil.
Right.
We'll bring up second and ten. Clock down to a minute remaining here in the quarter. Richland Center leading 6-0. Hornets starting at the 50-yard line and trying to get it going here again. We'll bring a play from the far side. And again, Richland Center, it looks like strategically just trying to slow getting the plays in, slow
right.
Getting to the line.
Eat the clock.
Control the clock. Second down from the 50-yard line, and whistles blow, and I believe a timeout has been taken by the Hornets. 36 seconds remaining in the quarter. They lead it 6-0. We'll be right back with more from WRCO Sports.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Thanks to our sponsors that are going to get Brouhaha coffee tonight. Maybe it should be ice. I don't know. It might go down well tonight. 36 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter of football. Richland Center leading 6-0 after a timeout. I wonder if they took a little bit too much time there.
I think so.
You want to get a delay of game penalty?
I think penalties will have to be minimized for both teams tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty fine line.
Just one so far, right?
Yep.
Second down for Richland Center after the timeout. Here we go. Ball, again, right around the midfield stripe. It rests on the near hash mark closest to the River Valley sideline.
Possible new formation for Richland Center there.
Two men wide left and one man to the near side. Snap to Shep, running on the option. The quarterback is going to go over, tries to pitch. He's caught from behind now, ruffled, and then brought down all the way at the 42-yard line of Richland Center. Shep, nowhere to go. He thought he was going to get out of that. Somebody caught him from behind. And let's see, was that Jordan Gauger?
I believe so.
Right back there, Adam Mares as well.
Lost of eight.
36, Adam Mares was right around the ball, so big loss. Back to the 42 for Richland Center. They're going to have the clock run down. That is the end of the first already. 6-0. Richland Center in the lead of River Valley during River Valley homecoming night. We'll be back with more after this one-minute timeout on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
What's this with you?
We want to give you the text to win in the green, go for the green and gold text to win contest from WRCO. This hour's word is game, G-A-M-E, G-A-M-E. You have until 8 o'clock to text that in through the WRCO, the Civic Media app. Find WRCO, find the text button at the bottom of the page, or text that to 608-647-4155. Again, the word is game, and you could be a big winner. Here we go. Second down, Richland Center's first play of the second. They lead 6-0. A fresh 12 on the clock. Third down from the 42-yard line, Richland Center's own. Third at about 18 after a huge loss. Shep takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to the right side. They got it. Hold it. And they bring it way back down at the 26-yard line. Big defensive play by River Valley's Blake Brickle.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a play.
Richland Center lost a ton of yardage all the way back at the 26. So River Valley starts to win the field position battle a little bit with that play.
Loss of 16.
Brickle was being blocked, and then he kind of slipped off the edge off of his blocker and then got some room to get at the quarterback. So Hornets will punt it away. River Valley's receiver man is back around the 35-yard line. It's snap is a good one. The punter steps up, and he is going to blast
nice
it.
Punt.
Punts it around the 30, and then River Valley gets away from it. It rolls to the River Valley 25-yard line, and that is where it will be downed by Richland Center. Duncan Harper does the honors. So the Hornets with a touchdown and a punch. River Valley gets it for their second possession after turning it over on downs after their first possession. Blackhawks will take over.
Yeah, I think you want to get a first down here somehow. Just get some momentum.
Get something positive?
Yep.
It's been all Richland Senators so far. Their time of possession is like at least 10 minutes.
Yes.
In that first quarter. Here we go. First down, River Valley. Ball is at their own 25-yard line. 6-0 Richland Center. Ball on the near hash for Klein and the offense. Carstensen ready to snap the ball. RV quarterback will take it out of the shotgun about 5 yards back. There's the snap. Hand off, running play going to the left side there as Ty Larson pushes the pile to the 30. Good game.
Flag possible on the other side. Did I see a flag?
I don't think so. No. Usually you've got, like, x-ray vision, but...
I thought I saw him flip something up.
Maybe that was it. All right.
So, yeah, 5, maybe?
Yeah, second down and 5 for River Valley. Ball right around their own 30-yard line. Coming up here at halftime, they will have a cheer squad presentation. The band will play. They'll have the Ted Lins Wall of Honor honoree. We'll hope to be able to talk with whoever that is, their agent, to get them up here in the second half.
Yeah, I got a deal going.
Do you?
Yeah.
Second down, there's a snap. Klein hands off, running play, and Larson cuts to the 30. Out to the 35. That is the first down for Ty Larson. Brought down by Richland Center's Brenton Baker, and the sticks will move.
That's what we just said. Get a first down for River Valley and get some momentum. Richland Center's got a pretty nice crowd over there.
Yes, they do. Of course, not a long road trip tonight, and the weather just about perfect. Maybe a little, just a tad warm.
I think it's starting to cool a little outside.
Maybe it is. First down for River Valley. Ball is right around the 36-yard line. Klein looks it over. He will take the snap out of the shotgun. He's got Ty Larson to his right. There's the snap. Larson has a fake handoff. Now Klein back to throw. Whips it far side. He's got a man in.
Great
complete.
Defense.
Oh, man, it was intended for Caden Plumlee, and step for step down the way there for Richland Center. I believe that was Harper. And
20.
Yeah, that was Duncan Harper.
That was outstanding defense.
Toe-to-toe with him down the sideline. Brings up second down. You know, I was remembering, Phil, when River Valley made a state run in 2016, how nice the weather was that year.
Yeah, that was a long run.
You and I went to Camp Randall. We had the windows open and short-sleeve shirts in the week before Thanksgiving that year.
Right, in Arrowhead. Portland Arrowhead was nice the week before that.
It was. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Blackhawks. 9:40 remaining in the opening half. There's the snap. Double reverse. They hand it to Plumlee. Cutting back left side. Hornets read it well and bring him down the line of scrimmage. That was Mr. Dosh again. Brady Dosh makes a nice play.
No game.
So that... reverse.
Inside handoff.
Inside handoff reverse. And it did not work. Third down and 10. As you mentioned, the Hornets have been probably watching that film since week one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... if that's a play that's beat other teams, you figure out how to stop it.
Third play for River Valley from the 36-yard line. Waiting a snap from center is Lucas Klein out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Backs up to his 28, guns it near side. He's got a man, and it's caught there. 50, 45, breaks from center down to the 42 on a catch and run by Keegan Heiser. And brought down by Will Weiss.
Great pass, great reception, good form.
Bill Twining is lurking about.
I thought that's what I saw.
I don't know if he's lost or if he... You know, oh, he's covered a lot of River Valley sports over the years. Maybe he's going to be incognito down here.
Yeah. 20-yard game.
Nice game. Absolutely.
And another first down. They got two in a row.
6-0, Richland Center leading. 8:50 remaining here in this first half. Snap from center. Klein hands off. Larson cuts left side, 45, and then driven back. Not much. Good read by the Richland Center defense.
Maybe a loss of one or two, I think.
Guys in Schwitzenberg. First guy there. and that didn't work. River Valley has realized, though, that the passing game can, and we'll see what they do here. Second down and 11.
I'm a little surprised that River Valley isn't running Plumlee as much as they have in the past. So you want a fast horse, you ride him.
Yep. Or it could be saving him for down the line, too.
It could be.
Second down from the 45-yard line. Three men wide to the left side. Got Plumlee and Hill and Heiser. And now a flag flies. And no, I guess it wasn't a flag. They're going to get a timeout for River Valley. 8:02 remaining in the first half. Richland Center leading it 6-0 over River Valley on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Mansky, they're all ages here. How old is this baby that
I was just looking at that.
Bob is bringing up the stairs.
2 weeks?
I was
going to
say. So definitely all ages here tonight.
My wife and I were saying at the fair that there's babies everywhere.
Well, that's good for the district, right?
Yeah, it's good for the district if they live in the district. Yeah. It's fun to see a lot of people from the past.
Having been a teacher here at River Valley, I'm guessing it's really an honor to see those students come back with their families.
Sometimes you don't know their names. You know them.
I do that all the time. Second down and 11 from the 45-yard line for the Blackhawks. Hornets scored the initial touchdown, controlled the clock almost the entire first quarter. 8:02 remaining in the first half. River Valley sending a couple of men to the left side in motion. And now awaiting the snap is Klein. Hands off for a running play. Figured up the middle and now runs to the right. Slips off to the 40 and then ushered out of bounds by Richland Center. So just a couple of yards for Ty Larson when all is said and done. Ushered out
by
Will Wise and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. So now a third down for River Valley in Richland Center territory at the 41-yard line.
We got to get to the 34 for the first down.
Okay. On this turf field, last night on the Gauger pitch, Matt Lancaster picked up a 1-0 win over River Valley in homecoming soccer. Coming up during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, we'll hear from Steve Stetler, River Valley cross-country coach.
That Stitchenberg on the other 14 on the other end over there is causing a lot of havoc.
He's had a good night on defense.
Sure has.
There's the snap from center fake to Larson. Now Klein is going to pitch it. They're going to try to get it to number 13, and he does. Hill is tackled and brought down at the 50-yard line. Hornets read it well. Again, that was Schwitzenberg who brought him down. What was River Valley looking like, a halfback option there?
I don't know what that was.
Quarterback waited, pitched, and it looked like Hill was standing up there for maybe to throw the ball, but he had no time to do anything with it.
Oh, I don't know. Loss of 5, 6, 7.
So it's back at the River Valley 49-yard line, and it's 4th and 17 for River Valley.
You know it's going to be a losing play. You quick throw it to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
So they get...
Oh, that could be.
That could be.
Fourth down, and they are backing the punter up. Initially, they did not, so now the Hornets sent somebody back. There's the snap, and here comes a end-over-end punt by Klein. Ball bounces, and Richland Center is going to watch that one bound out of bounds around the 24-yard line. So far, River Valley has turned it over on downs, and they have punted the ball. Richland Center takes over for its third possession.
Well, Richland Center got 3 first downs on that first drive, and they haven't gotten one since. And we got 2 first downs on that drive, but we've got field position at this point.
So this, exactly. It's, I guess, what you would call a defensive battle here so far.
I think so.
Field position game. And the Hornets now will huddle up.
If Richland Center can hold the Hawks scoreless in the first half, that'll be a big win for them.
Ball is at the 24-yard line, Richland Center's own. Hornets on offense now. Awaiting the snap from center is Shep. There's the snap, handoff running play, running right. River Valley reads it well, and they'll bring him down right around the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to wander for Dosh. And the tackle made by number 8, Caden Plumley.
Unit 2.
He did get some. Yeah, from my vantage point, it looked like he didn't get ahead, but yeah, you're right.
Their guard kind of pushed him down. It was kind of comical. He's blocking and kept blocking, and he ended up blocking his own player.
Hornets, again, kind of methodically going about it, bringing in the play from the sideline. 6.5 to play in the opening half of football. And Richland Center in the huddle. They got to hurry. The back line judge has got his hand up already.
Yeah, see that. So wants to throw it.
Checking down. Yep, he's counting it down. Second down. Hornets got to hurry up or they're going to get a delay of game penalty. There's the snap. They got it off. Handoff is going to the running back. Not much doing. Now he slips off to the side. Brady Dosh cuts back inside 30 and now pushed back to 29. They'll give him forward progress. You talk about, again, a play that looked like it was stopped.
Big time. Stop for maybe a loss. And he gains another 4.
Dosh has that ability. That brings up third down and short.
You don't think he's got, like, Vaseline on his jersey, do you?
Maybe. I never had that problem, except when we played flag football. If you put your flag belt on backwards.
There's a lot of art to that.
Yeah, you put it in backwards, and they can't pull it off as easy, see?
Yeah. All those legal things, right?
And we're not saying about Ralph either. He probably tried it, though. Third down play, 5:23 remaining here in the first half. There's the snap. Hand off to the third running back through for the Hornets. Piles through for a first down and then rambles to around the 38-yard line. So a gain of about 7 and a first down.
You got to give credit to Richland Center's line. They are just continuing to push the defense backwards.
Yeah, the Hornets do have a good line. Harris, the center that time, and the guard, Bindle. And everybody else kind of pushing and getting Brady Dosh opening.
Keep chopping.
38-yard line, their own, just under 5 minutes remaining in a 6-0 ball game. Richland Center leading here as we get set for halftime. The band's starting to find its instruments, so we must be getting a little closer. First and 10. There's the snap from center. Hand off to the fullback. Drags a couple through to the 43-yard line. Tackle is made by 54, Blake Brickle. Or Drew Riedel, I guess it was.
That Dosh again?
And it was Dosh. Yep. Second down play. Richland Center with the football.
Pretty fun if you get 5 on every first down.
Yeah, it works. Makes the next 2 downs manageable then, doesn't
right.
it?
Right.
Hornets will break huddle and head to the football now. The man slid wide to the near side. That is Morris. Awaiting the snap from center. Shep will take the snap from under center. There it is. Hands off for a running play to the 45, to the 46. That was Bronson Perkins on the run.
Game of 3.
Stripped up by several Blackhawks.
I might have to get Dosh on my fantasy football team.
My team isn't doing real well.
No, me either.
No, I always make the wrong choice.
I had Burrow and I had Lamb.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
They're out?
And they're both taking vacation time.
Huh.
Burrow to week 15.
Shouldn't have had the Lamb.
Yeah, I should have got those beef.
Third down from the 46, awaiting the snap. Center is going to be flagged, I think. Somebody must have jumped on the line, and that'll be a 5-yard penalty. So both teams have been pretty good in terms of not making mistakes. So the false start takes it back 5 yards. You're right around the 41-yard line. 6-0, Richland Center leading. Hornets scoring on the opening drive on a 45-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Jaden Sheff. And that's the extent of our scoring highlights so far. RC on its own 41-yard line. Third down and 7 yards to go. Awaiting the snap from center. And there it is. There's a pitch play to the running back. Dosh cuts back. Nowhere to go this side. Goes opposite side. 45. Pushes his way to near a first down. Again, you talk about somebody making something out of nothing.
Yeah. Got a good vision of the field.
So the sticks will move on again for the Richland Center Hornets. Ball is right around their 48-yard line with a new set of downs and 3:01 remaining in the first half. You and I will march down at halftime for the presentation of Ted Lynn's Hall of Honor Award.
That's a nice honor for anybody to receive that.
good memories of Ted, you know, and after all these years, now he's been gone for a while, whenever I think of River Valley and some of the past, I always picture him, you know?
Yeah, number one fan on his license plate.
Yep.
He'd be down at Prairie du Chien.
Yes, he would. First down and 10 for Richland Center. There's the snap. Shep's going to run it on the quarterback option. Now pitches late. Dosh breaks the corner to the 50, maybe to River Valley's 48-yard line with 2:30 remaining. Out of bounds.
Nice play by the quarterback there. He read the situation perfectly, got the guy to hit him, and then pitched it.
Evan Quanruck rushes him out of bounds.
Great play.
Yeah, I remember Ted, you know, he used to call scores in for us, and it'd be like a snowy night in Adam's Friendship or something like that. He'd call me the next morning and say, yeah, I was at the game. You were at the game? Man, it didn't matter whether it snowed or rained or iced or anything.
Yeah, he sure loved it.
Jump in the car and go. Second down play. Coming upfield, the Hornets just cracking the code across the 50 into River Valley territory at the 49-yard line. Awaiting the snap. There it is. Handoff for running play. Dosh slows, now moves into River Valley territory to the 44-yard line. Good job. That was a tackle by Aiden Hill. Leading blocker there was Cruz Salazar for the Hornets. Dosh, it looked like, you know, kind of slows up, and then he's got that quick burst of energy.
He really plants and accelerates.
Third down and about 2 yards to go for the 44-yard line of River Valley. We're getting down to 2 minutes remaining here in the first half.
I think River Valley is struggling with when he gets in, he goes sideways versus forward, and it's kind of hard to find the guy.
Third down and 2, snap out of the shotgun. Shep is back to throw, being pushed from the pocket, runs to the near side of the 45, and then tries to stretch his way to the 40. If he stayed in bounds, he's first down.
I think he did.
Wow. Good extra effort there, and Drew Radel ushers him out of bounds. Hornets move the chains. The ball is going to be marked around the 39 of River Valley.
Rush is 6.
He just kind of tightrope the sidelines.
Yeah, I had no idea that he was going to get past about the 45. And he just kept going.
Or it's with a late half drive leading 6-0 here in the ballgame.
That's why you enroll your kids in dance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think Brady Ewing was in dance back in the day.
Sure.
Worked out for him all right.
It was a nice honor. He got to be an honorary captain the other day.
Yes, it was. From the 39, here's a first down play. Hand off for Dosh.
There we go.
Pulse his way to the 37 and brought back by a couple of River Valley brethren there. Jaden Gauger and also, let's see, Kellen Chose. Nice play.
Maybe a gain of
2.
Well, they keep moving it forward. I don't think he was up there, but 2.
2. All right.
Generous spot.
37-yard line of River Valley. Hornets taking some time again, down to 1:05 remaining. Richland Center's time of possession is fast. First half is incredible.
Yeah. We got a good game plan.
Shep will take the snap from under center, fakes the handoff, rolling to the right side. Shep now being flushed from the pocket, goes to the far side, will get a running play, and then upended right around the 36-yard line.
Great open field tackle. Uh-oh, we got flags.
Flags on the play at the end of the series there, and we'll see who it's on. Of course, both sides think it's on the other team.
Right.
We'll wait and see what the officials say when they sort it out with the man with the white hat. Shep upended right around the 35-yard line. That stops the clock with 45 seconds remaining here in the first half.
I'm reading the lips of the official, and he says, check the Brewers score. We need one more game.
Is that what he said?
No.
We can check that with Mr. Fabulous, our engineer. And they picked up the flag. So the flag is picked up. No penalty.
Gain of 2.
They're standing with the ball at the 35.
I tell you, they're checking the Brewers score.
Is that what they're doing?
Checking the Phillies score.
That's there you go. Doesn't matter if the Brewers win. It's the Phillies they're worried about. Trouble is the Reds have something to play for.
Yeah. And there's other two teams, that are tied going into 3 games left. How fun is that?
They're bringing up 3rd down and 6 from the River Valley 35. Clock is running now. Hornets realize it and have to hurry up to the line. We're at 30 seconds to go in the half. Jaden Shep awaiting the snap from center. Backs up. Pocket breaks down. He throws it. It's incomplete. Schlitzenberg through the hands and right in front of Spencer Sackett, who was about a yard from getting that interception. That'll bring up fourth down.
I have that as his first pass attempt.
I think it was. He's got back to pass. Yeah, he's ran the ball. Kind of out of necessity. And that should bring up fourth down now from the 35-yard line. See what the Hornets decide to do here. Try to bomb it deep, maybe. See what they do, or kind of set they come out. And I expect a timeout, and that's
there
what we're going to get. Yeah, timeout there. 6-0 Hornets. We'll be right back after this 30-second timeout. 6-0 Richland Center, 21 seconds to play in the first half on WRCO Radio Sports.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Again, the game, the word is game to text in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This hour's word is game, G-A-M-E. I passed the Ithaca Spelling Bee back in the day. Game is the word. Text that in through the Civic Media app, find WRCO. Text button is at the bottom of the screen, or simply to 608-647-4155.
I went out on the word cheerful in fifth grade. It scarred me for life.
Cheerful?
First round.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you went out.
Yeah.
I thought you said you won out.
No, not even close.
Fourth down coming up here from the 35. Fourth and about 6 yards to go for the Hornets. And, of course, we'll be going for it. Let's see what happens now. They've got a man in motion from the far side. Shep will take it out of the shotgun. Backs up, looking. Now the pocket breaks down. He's going to run it himself. 35, 30, breaks another tackle. Inside, going to be close to a first down. Got it. Looks like right around the 21-yard line. And the Hornets take a quick timeout with 14 seconds remaining here in the half.
Gain of nine.
That was a designed play to run it all the way. And the Hornets quickly to the line now. And I believe they're going to use a timeout.
Well, I think Richland Center has won the first half.
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly time of possession. They lead on the scoreboard, 6-0. And River Valley will accept the second half kickoff, but they're going to have to try to make some adjustments here at halftime, aren't they?
Right. We're really struggling stopping the running game, you know. So, but credit to Richland Center.
Yeah, and it's kind of what Richland Center has done all year. Dosh and Shep kind of carrying the load there and pretty good blocking.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to give credit to that line.
But a long way to go in this one, but a really – Richland Center comes in and you know, they ran their game plan here so far.
Yeah. River Valley, if they want to be in this game, they cannot let them score here because I don't think there's going to be that much scoring in the second half.
We'll see at the first half. See what happens. Yeah, that's a little bit far. Of course, Fingerson is the primary kicker, and that's a little deep for a field goal right now, but might have time to get it down a little closer.
Field goal would be like a touchdown, though.
It would be. 6-0 Hornets, 14 seconds remaining in the first half. Quickest half of football I've had all year.
Kind of fun.
Ball on the near side, 26-yard line of River Valley. Shep looks it over, and he will operate out of the shotgun. He's the only man in the backfield. There's the snap from center, and he's back to throw. Guns it near side, overshot his man. Dosh right around the 18-yard line. 3 seconds tick off the clock. In the game against New Glarus, the one that had 35 penalties, this is no joke. The first quarter got over at 7:53.
Oh, my goodness.
First quarter, there were 15 penalties in the first quarter.
That takes kind of the fun out of it.
Well, it did. There was no flow to the game. And this game has been just the opposite.
Yeah, two. Two on center.
Yep. 11 seconds remaining in the first half. Ball is at the 26-yard line. Second down and 10. Awaiting the snap from center is Shep. There it is. backs off to around the 35. He's got a lot of time. Throws it over the open flat. Perkins makes the catch. Bronson breaks the tackle. 25-20. Down the sideline. Down inside the 10 to the 7-yard line. And did they get a timeout? They did, with about 2 seconds remaining in this first half. Hornets hustle to the line, and they wait for the official to spot it. The clock will start. Are they going to get it off? They tried to spike it, and I don't know if they did get it in time.
Is that Baker that caught that?
No, it was Bronson Perkins, number 4.
Okay.
Hornets are arguing. It's not like the pros. The clock started when as soon as the official laid the ball down, the clock started, and there was no time to get a timeout. And they tried to spike it. Richland Center is still talking about it, but River Valley is heading to the half. It's been a bruiser of a half, and the Hornets lead it 6-0 here on River Valley homecoming night. Hope you enjoy our programming here at halftime, courtesy of Dairyland Transportation. That is coming up next for Phil Mansky. I am Phil Mee, and this is High School Friday Night Football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
On the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, we're talking about the River Valley cross country team, and Steve Stetler joins us. Steve, how's the season going?
It's good. It's always a fun time getting to this point in the season. The summer running is done. The beginning of the season is done. We started having our one first real hard work, a lot of distance, and the kids have responded really well.
I noticed that there are a lot of good times in the area already. It's probably been a pretty good year on some of these courses, hasn't it?
Yeah. I don't think we've run into a course that's had muddy spots or you're slowing down for anything, so we're really able to run fast.
Every year I'm always amazed at how you coordinate the River Valley Invitational here and the hundreds and hundreds of runners down here. That has to be an undertaking, Steve.
It's a special day. A lot goes into it, but there's a lot of people involved in that. And actually totaled up, we had 2,000 registered runners, around 1,700 actual racers. It was a full course, a great day. And once again, a lot of good times.
Who are your leaders this year on the teams?
So right now, so far this year for the girls, Molly Mace has been our number one runner. Brielle Grant has been working through some injuries and things like that. We're hopeful to maybe start working her back in, and we'll see how that goes. But Molly's been doing a great job leading the team on the course, and Molly and Brielle both off the course. On the boys' side, Nate Hamilton has been our number one runner, and he really put in a lot of work from the end of last cross-country season through track, through summer, and really came into this season and has been doing some nice things.
What do you work on in practice this time of year? Because we're getting down toward the time when you're looking at the postseason, aren't you?
Yeah, so I tell the team it's always a building process. You build through the summer, and then you back off at the start of the season, and then you build to right now. And a lot of it is injury prevention so that you're healthy to get through these hard workouts right now. So it's a mixture from day to day of interval, not necessarily speed training, but training at pace, at a threshold pace, at your race pace, different things like that. Still getting some distance in. Just this week, we got a 7.1-mile run in for most of the team did that. And then, of course, hills. But you got to work your way up to that. So these 2 weeks, in my opinion, are really important to the season and how we finish.
That's the thing with some of these courses. They're all flat, and then all of a sudden you get some of the hilly courses where you really got to be ready, don't you?
Yeah, mentally it's a big preparation piece, because if you see hills and you're not used to it, you get in your own head. But if they're familiar, you get familiar with being uncomfortable, and then it's not such a big deal. And then on the flat courses, you got to make up your own hills. So maybe you put a surge in somewhere where you would want to put one. But yeah, you have to be mentally and physically ready for the hills.
When is River Valley's next meet, Steve?
So tomorrow morning we go to Fenimore. It's our first year going to that meet. It's the Fenimore Relay, so it's a little different structure. But I'm looking forward to seeing how the kids respond. And they'll be kind of running on their own with no other teammates in their wave, so to speak. So it's going to be a fun day.
You tell them to go to bed early tonight, right?
Well, I try, but homecoming is homecoming, and but I can preach all week long. Good or the decisions, good or bad, will show up Saturday morning. So, you know, have fun and support your classmates and teammates, and but also prepare for your own race as well.
Thanks for coming over, Steve.
Absolutely, thank you.
You bet. Steve Stettler joining us, River Valley Cross Country Coach on WRCO.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin is our guest here on WRCO Radio as we talk football during the sixth week of the season. Travis, exciting games coming up this evening. And again, we're starting to kind of see tickets, teams kind of punch their tickets a little bit toward the playoffs, aren't we?
Yeah, with the new playoff system, there isn't necessarily a number or a win-loss record or whatever that clinches a playoff spot. But, you know, at some point deeper into the season, and for some teams that's already, you've accumulated enough playoff matrix points, which is the new playoff system, that you're pretty much guaranteed to get in. You know, if you're one of the top teams in the division in the matrix rankings that come out every Monday night, at this point, you're not going to drop all the way outside of the top 32. So, yeah, not an official clinching like we used to see, but certainly some that have pretty much punched their ticket at this point.
What do you think about the level of play in football? Some of these conferences, especially in southwest Wisconsin, up, down, about the same, or how do you look at it?
Yeah, it's interesting, and everything's a little bit cyclical, right? You know, just looking at the SWC, for instance, I mean, we've got some new teams that have kind of risen towards the top, at least so far in the conference schedule. Lancaster's not got a win in the conference. Prairie du Chien, obviously, is a step down from last year. So, you know, looking at the SWC, maybe down a little bit from past seasons. But, you know, other conferences, the Six Rivers looks just as good as it traditionally is. The SWAL looks very good once again, especially Darlington, who's undefeated and certainly one of the better teams in the entire state. So there's some, again, cyclical nature to some of that. But, yeah, it just comes and goes and ebbs and flows a little bit.
What about your Reedsburg Beavers? Suffered a loss recently, didn't you?
We did. Unfortunately, last Friday we got delayed by weather and had to go back to Holman on Saturday to finish. And honestly, felt like we should have had it, but turned it over three times in the second half. And you can't do that against a good team. Holman scored with just over a minute left and converted the two-point play to win by one, but got to bounce back. We've got Baraboo this week, which is obviously a big rivalry over here. In fact, it's the most played rivalry game in Wisconsin football high school history. This will be the 138th version of that rivalry, and amazingly, Reedsburg only leads by one, 66-65-6. There were six ties over the course of that, so all those games played and teams separated by just one game.
That's amazing. So hopefully people mark that down in their Triviathon books. That might be a question this year, the oldest or the longest running rivalry. That's a good one. Looking at last week then, you know, and I've suffered through some of those rain delays and lightning delays before. A lot of times you play later, but I have come back the next day. That's really hard to get back in the mindset of playing a game when that happens, isn't it?
It is, and we had every intention to wait as long as we possibly could because it's an hour and a half from Reedsburg to Holman, and the logistical challenges of trying to get back the next day, finding different officials because the ones from Friday night also officiate at the college level, so they couldn't come back, getting bus drivers and buses lined up to come back. Just not the ideal situation, but the way the weather was in the La Crosse area in western Wisconsin, we weren't going to be able to resume. We moved the start time up to 6. The first half went really fast because neither team really throws the football all that often. So it was a little before 7. It was actually as we were walking into halftime that the lightning came in and the delay happened. and we would have stayed as long as we could, but it looked like the earliest we were going to be able to get underway was probably 10:30 or maybe 11 o'clock. And rather than wait 3 or even 4 hours, just made the decision to come back the next day. Ultimately, the logistics worked out, but we had every intention to try to stay as long as we could. Just wasn't going to work out to get that one in.
Statewide, what are you looking at as top games for the sixth week of the season, Travis?
Well, obviously, we are full-bore into conference play. There's some really good conference matchups. Looking in the Madison area and even in Southwest Wisconsin, down in the Six Rivers Conference, is an undefeated matchup between teams ranked in the top 10 in Division 7 in the latest Bound Wisconsin coaches poll. Wazika Steuben Seneca, a little bit of a surprise team maybe, still undefeated, looking to make some noise in that league. They've got tough games coming up, though, still. They've got at Blackhawk Warren this week. The Warriors are undefeated. And then Wazika still has to play Potosi Cassville, who is the second-ranked team in D7. So we'll really get a chance to see what Wazika Seneca is about. They've looked very good so far, obviously looked good in the non-conference schedule. So looking forward to that one. A little bit farther outside the area, there's certainly some other good games around the state in a good rivalry weekend. I mentioned the Reedsburg-Baraboo rivalry. That's the most played rivalry in the state. There are actually 5 games this weekend that are being contested where it's at least the 100th meeting between those two teams. You've also got Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield for the 114th time. You've got River Falls and Hudson for the 108th time. Antigo and Rhinelander for the 104th time, and Beaver Dam and Watertown for the 104th time. So a big rivalry game here in week 6.
Yeah, that really is. And you talk about that number of years, that number of meetings, and you're going back actually great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents in some of those cases, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, some of those games, the first meeting was 1894, I think, is the earliest that I have on some of those. There was probably high school football played before that, but in terms of the most played rivalries, that's the oldest that it goes back. So, yeah, we're talking obviously over 125 years, 130 years that some of these teams have been playing against each other.
Wow, that's crazy. We haven't given you a chance to talk about Bound Wisconsin since the early part of the season, but what are some changes, some improvements, some things you're working on right now?
Yeah, we're excited about how things are going and the momentum that we've built at BoundWisconsin.com. BoundWisconsin.com should be your jumping-off point. That's where all of the content and articles are stored, and also where you can find links to get to the scores and standings and stat leaders and things like that as well. So got things up and running, doing some really cool stuff with content and, again, with kind of that basic information that people are looking for. Full bore into football right now, obviously, but we are already getting built out the new home for boys and girls basketball at BoundWisconsin.com. We've got those seasons built. We've got the teams and conferences and divisions built and assigned, working on getting schedules entered for boys and girls basketball over the next week or so as well. So all kinds of stuff going on as we continue to build that momentum at Bound Wisconsin.
Yeah, and that's awesome. I think we just have to get used to kind of maneuvering around it. You're trying to make it as user-friendly as possible, I'm sure, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've added a couple, I think, neat features on the stats and data management side. So on the football side, if you're looking at any of the stat leader pages or scores or teams list or even just team records lists, you can now sort not only by division or by conference, but you can also sort by region of the state. And then in basketball, we've already got built out filters for division, conference, and region, and we've also got it built out by sectional. So if you want to see the leading scores in your sectional, if you want to see the teams in your sectional, if you want to see, you know, a Friday night scoreboard during the busy basketball season, what games are happening in your sectional, you'll be able to find that information at BoundWisconsin.com. This winter as well.
Yeah, I think that fans can follow that and follow it real closely, and it's fun to be at other games and kind of know the scores elsewhere, and that's kind of a real additive, isn't it?
Yeah, that's something that people want as soon as possible to find that information. You know, at the game, if you're watching your favorite team play, you want to be able to hop on Bound Wisconsin, or I highly recommend getting the Bound Wisconsin, or excuse me, the Bound app and getting signed up for that. It's free. And you can follow your favorite team. You can follow conference opponents. You can check out statewide information. All the scores and leaderboards and stat leaders and all that stuff is available in the Bound app. It's really a great tool that people have been asking us for a long time that now is available. And it does have notifications available. So if you want to get a notification when your favorite team, their game is done and what the score is, you can do that, or any other teams that you want to follow along with.
I think about technology during my time. The only time, when I first started, you could probably go to the Wisconsin State Journal the day after and maybe clip out some stats. But now it's a lot more at your fingertips, isn't it?
It's changed even since I've been at WSN. When I first started, newspapers were still publishing a ton of high school sports information. They were covering many more teams than they do now. They were publishing not only scores lists, but also full box scores in the paper. They were doing a large amount of content, still written content, and that has certainly changed and morphed. Many of them went online as the primary resource for publishing their information, but then they started to cut back on the area they covered, the amount of teams they covered.